The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
I went to a party other night. Was a knocked out chin, sealed up tight. Chicks were crazy, cats were cool. No squares inside to what I won't. You could have your fun. It's your fault if you don't. Figured I was where I ought to be. Of course, two fine chicks who was a hitting on me. Everything's all right. Yes, everything's all right. The bed is driving everything on Saturday night.
Regardless of the night you're listening, whether it's Friday night on FM or Seabird Radio, Skybird Radio on the east coast of the USA, or whether it's another night of your choice as a listen again, opening up the program this week on The Raven and the Blues, that's Willie Heedon and a track called I'm All Right, It's Fun on Saturday Night, taken from a really good album, a compilation of about 28 tracks altogether, all of his recordings on Dootsie Records out of San Francisco, yes, out of California, and so they managed to squeeze like 28 tracks onto that one CD. That's it. That's 50 years ago, 1957, that first came out. The album it's on now was only released last year as a compilation of all of his great work. Here's something which also came out only a month or so ago, and it's somebody who, when I played him on the show for the first time, let's see, 3 weeks ago now, ended a huge amount of response. Here he is again, making his second appearance on the programme. His name is Jinder. The album is I'm Alive, and this is a track called Vacancy Here.
Night follow day in that strange summer way, when the mountains melt into the sea. I watch the evening inhaled by the night, and the moon begin winking at me. So don't come home too soon. There's nothing to see but an old rented room with a sign. There's a vacancy here. Vacancy here. Morning come on and I'm nursing my head. Guess I knew but I had to be gone. Gambling everything upon some dice. Well, I guess that it couldn't be long. So don't come home too soon. There's nothing to see but an old rented rented room with a sign. There's a vacancy here, vacancy here. Mid-53 I traveled all over from west coast to east, but I knew I could never be free. I'm dying by the side of the road. There's nothing to see but an old battered heart with a sign that says vacancy. Vacancy. Dying by the side of the road. There's nothing to see but an old battered heart with a sign. There's vacancy here. Vacancy here. There's vacancy
time last year, I suppose it would be, in February and March of 2006, in a studio called The Room with a View in Ringwood in Dorset. That's Jinder, and a lovely, lovely album. Whilst it was playing, and when I was reviewing it about 3 hours ago when I was putting the show together, he reminds me of somebody. There's some sort of folk bluesy singer who he reminds me of enormously. If you can work out who it is and who I'm talking about, please drop me a line. The album is called I'm Alive, and that is called Vacancy Here. As I say, he responded, or he created a lot of response when I played him first on the programme about 3 weeks ago, and here's somebody else who also did when I played him about 2 weeks ago too. His name is Dave Van Ronk. He died about 3 or 4 years ago. He was a Greenwich-based New York man. And through and through, all the way, really. A quote on his final album, which we featured, which is the album is called And the Tin Pan Bended and the Story Ended. It was the last recordings he made before he died about 4 months later. And his quote is, I wanted to play jazz in the worst way, and I did. But actually, he played some fine blues and folk music too. So it's good, therefore, we should follow on from a modern-day Jinder folk from the UK to this from 4 years ago. And nobody loves you when you're down and out.
Standing on a corner, singing the blues. Pockets full of empty holes in my shoes. Chomping on the butt of a 10-cent cigar. Chopping out the changes on a beat-up guitar. I've sung this song before. I'm singing it again. Those dear dim days of way back when, before the good time Charlie's left me flat. If you like the music, drop a dime in the hat. But once I led the life of a millionaire, spending my money, I didn't care. Taking my friends out for a good time, I'm buying high-priced liquor, champagne wine. When I began to fall so low, I didn't have a friend, no place to go. Ever get my hands on a dollar again, I'm gonna hold on to it till George Washington screams, 'cause nobody knows you. when you're down and out. In your pocket, not one penny. And your friends, you haven't any. But as soon as you get back on your feet again, then you'll find your long lost friends. It's mighty strange, without a doubt. When you're down and out, when you're down and out. Not one penny. And your friends, you haven't any. Never felt so low. Nobody wants me round their door. Without a doubt, nobody knows you when you're down and out. I mean, no gal can ease you when you're down and out.
Yeah, the close miking and his shallowness of breath. Dave Van Ronk. From the recording and the Tin Pan Bended and the Story Ended, and a track which has been a blues standard on the country blues side for many, many years. Originally written by Jimmy Cox, we featured it before by Joe Hicks on the programme. Clapton, of course, did it on his Unplugged album, but that's Nobody Knows You When You're Down and Out. From New York, although I think that was recorded in Maryland, but Dave Van Ronk lived in New York all of his life. From New York, we move now to Estonia and Bullfrog Brown.
Oh, on the line. None of this can help me find a place to hide. There's 100 million reasons, but she's just too fine. There's only one of me and I'm done crying.
By the guitarist and the leader of the band, I guess, although the other two members may take issue with that. That's written by Andres Roots, the band of Bullfrog Brown from Estonia. That's called Saucerful of Cream and featuring Alar on vocals and also Peter on bass as well. Actually, I think there's also the Norwegian guitarist who's on this too, which is Raoul on drums, I think, or thereabouts. I may be getting a bit confused. Okay, emails that have come in this week. First of all, thanks to, where do we start, really? Simon Watkins, who alerted me to the fact there was an error on the website. Another one. The penalty of changing things on a website is that if you do and don't really think through the consequences, you can end up with all these broken links scattered everywhere else. But anyway, thank you, Simon. That has now been fixed. Actually, you reminded me, because he's off to buy the Kathy Jean new CD, Little Sick Twist, we featured last week. And Kathy Jean has sent me her poster. And so I was raving about the photographs on the CD. Now, imagine that blown up to A3 size, and it's really worth having. So I think we'll keep it for a little... Well, actually, no. We'll give it away. If you fancy the Kathy Jean poster, if you just go to the Kathy Jean website, and you'll find a link to that on the Raging in the Blues website, and then click on the link to hers, and then see the CD cover, and imagine that A3 size, that's what I'm giving away. All you've got to do is send an email to me, dave.raven@bfbs.com, and tell me where Kathy Jean is from, and you'll find that on her website. So you can do it all in one fell swoop, and we'll draw the winner out next week. A rather fine photograph of Kathy Jean. And we'll probably feature a track from her as well at the same time. Okay, we've moved from Estonia, and let's go to Australia now. And this is the album which I received about 2 months ago, which is called Blues and Roots Promotions, and it's effectively a company based in the western side of Australia, who put together some really good collections and compilations of blues and roots music and get it to a wider world audience. So far, the programme this week has been a little bit on the relaxed and laid-back side. Let's remedy that straight away with a band called The Others. They're out of South Australia. This is from their independent released album, The Devil Made Me Do It, and it's called The Best Part of Midnight.
Look in the mirror, it's 5:10. The 6 o'clock shadow and the tired bloodshot eyes. Day has all vanished, where did it go? It was past morning when I crawled back home, smoking and drinking, and still sleezing on. Watch it from my window, there's a high damp wall. What's in there behind it? Not a clue at all. Out on the road away, I know that all right. It is my comfort when I come home at night, smoking and drinking, and still sleezing on. Before dawn.
look in the mirror, it's 5:10. The 6 o'clock shadow and the tired bloodshot eyes. Day has all vanished, where did it go? It was past morning when I crawled back home, smoking and drinking, and stay up sneezing all night long. But the best part of me night is the time that is left before dawn. Well, smoking and drinking, and stay up sneezing all night. Is the time that is left, is the time that is left, is the time that is left, it is the time that is left before dawn.
Now we're going to do something a bit more traditional blues here.
I'm
Hey, live audience, that's the Blues Busker himself, a guest on the programme about this time last year, I suppose it would be. His name is Stephen Dale Pettit, and he is a busker. Or perhaps he was a busker, because it could well be that things have become so well he doesn't need to stand under underground subways anymore. Effectively, though, he fine guitarist, electric guitarist, plugs into a battery-driven box. He has sort of backing tracks and loops which he plays along with. But there, as you could hear, rather special, there's a live audience and also a real band behind him as well. He just sent that to me this week. But as is the way with Stephen, it's a trifle vague. It had scrawled on, actually, I'll just pull it out of the machine here, let's have a look. It's scrawled in thick felt-tip pen, Stephen Dale Pettit, secret session at Gibson in London, no indication of the track listings, so I have to take a chance on that. You can't buy it anyway. You can contact him though, I guess, and sort of say, can I have a copy of that at some stage when it is properly released? But that's the sessions he did, I think, about 2 weeks ago in London, and he sent me a copy in the post. Thank you, Stephen, and if he can send me the track listing, it'll be even more advantageous. Okay, from Busking London's Underground and the album Guitar-A-Rama from last year with Stephen Dale Pettit, across to the States now and Corey Harris. Corey Harris, the album came out about 18 months ago, I guess, called Daily Bread, and that's called A Nickel and a Nail. And it's a lovely, lovely album. Back to the emails. It's funny, I was just realizing how remiss I'd been in responding to many emails, especially some long-term listeners to the program who've been here almost from the beginning, long before it was a podcast, when it was just purely The Raven and the Blues on FM. And that's Robert and Susie Hurley, who were listening then in Gibraltar, but are now based in Texas and near San Antonio. And thanks for your kind email, because I was just realizing I hadn't actually emailed you for ages. Looking forward to getting the CDs you're promising in the post, and also the fact that a couple of people you've met while you've been to various concerts in both Austin and San Antonio in Texas, they're probably on their way to the UK and hopefully coming to do a live session, which is really rather nice of you. Actually, we'll dedicate this next one to you and Susie. It's Tony Furtado, his new album, brand spanking new. I don't think it's in the shops yet. It's called 13 because it's his 13th album. His breakthrough came a couple of years ago with his last one called These Chains. But over the years, as I say, he has had another previous 11 albums before that. This, all the tracks on the album are written by Tony, apart from this one. But when I saw the title, when I saw it, I thought, I wonder if that's the one written by The Who. And I listened to it and realised it was. So, from the new album, Tony Furtado, the album 13, here he is with Won't Get Fooled Again.
Our children at our feet, and the morals that they worship will be gone. And the men that spurred us on sit in judgment of all wrong. They decide, and the shotgun sings a song. I'll tip my hat to the new constitution, take a bow for a new revolution, smile and grin at the change all around. Pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. Then I'll get on my knees and pray. Don't get fooled again. We'll be right back.
Furtado, the album 13, which is out on Ryko Disc Records, and The Who's original of Won't Get Fooled Again, and so very different from The Who. That's sort of almost the American, if you like, country style of it, whereas, of course, Pete Townsend and The Who's rendition of it was much more shouting and in your face. I think it's rather fine. I'm not quite sure whether Tony's any relation to Nelly. I don't know how common the Furtado surname is, and I had a look, but I couldn't see anything immediate. I suppose if I dig an awful lot deeper, I might find something. It's The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2, two-thirds of the way through. If you'd like to drop me a line wherever you're or however you're listening, I'd be great to hear from you, wherever you are. dave.raven@bfbs.com, and also the website, of course, bfbs.com/R&B. Thank you to the email which came from Kaki G. de la Riva, who's Spanish, but not quite sure. You say that you're a Spanish fan. Does that mean from Spain or a Spanish-speaking country? I'm not quite sure which. But you saying it'd be great if you could find, if I could have all the records and links to them. Well, they are there on the website. It's really just a matter of going there, and once you've got there, you can just save that as your favourites in your browser, and you'll find it changes every week as soon as a new show appears on the radio. So do all the new links and everything else. And you'll find links now to our next couple. Paul Waterworth and Tony Cutler, collectively the Cutler-Waterworth Band. Their album is called King Cotton. We featured a couple of tracks so far from it. Great blues from here in the UK. And here they are with something which I think it was Paul Waterworth who sort of said, this is a days back in my past when, as far as I was concerned, repossession blues, it meant for me hiding behind the curtain blues. But here it is. It's called Repossession Blues.
Blues.
Repossession Blues. That's the Cutler Waterworth Band, and the album is King Cotton. And the reason for King Cotton is that you may think, well, what's that got to do with the UK? Are they just grabbing some of the heritage of the blues folk in the southern states of America? And although, I mean, there is an argument. Well, the reasoning behind the Cotton thing is the whole of the Midlands, well, actually slightly north of Midlands, but Lancashire and South Yorkshire, for those who don't know, are the main, or were the main areas for both cotton and wool production. In the Falkland Islands, in my great year I spent in the Falklands, there I went to the shearing sheds and sort of saw the sheep being sheared and the wool heading then, as it was, I think it was to Bradford, if I'm right, if my memory serves me correct. And one of the most important things I had to read out on the news and weather on the day, because the Falkland Islands Broadcasting also did it, was the wool prices in Bradford, because that could make or break a farmer in the Falklands. And in the county opposite that, the county to the west of Lancashire, that's where the cotton was. And the story behind Paul playing harmonica is simply that at the age, I think it was about five or thereabouts, his father worked in the cotton mills, and Paul used to sit on the curb watching these huge lorries, these huge trucks of cotton coming in, and with the on the outside of the bales they had places like Alabama and Memphis and other things like that, places he just really hardly knew about. And one day in 1951, when they were checking a broken down machine, they found that it was a harp, a mouth organ, in the machine, which had fallen into one of the cotton bales in America, and then jammed the machine. And so his godfather worked on it and got the harp working, and then gave it to his grandson on that Christmas day of 1951. He started playing harmonica from that moment on, and that's the album King Cotton. Okay. Haven't been the most lucid today, have I, really? There's no logical reason behind it. It's not that it's late. It's just that, I don't know, we all have funny days, don't we? Harmonica Mac and the Groove Cats are next. Now, I think I featured them for the first time a few weeks ago, but this CD came in the post. It's a promo copy only. I've got a feeling it's not on general release as yet. I think it's also called, it's like so many of these things, I think it's called Wake Up Little Mama. I'm not certain. I know the title, the first track on the album is that, but either way, it's some great UK blues, and I thought I'd play this one because it's been done probably by every harmonica player, every blues artist at some stage, on stage, has played this and the Willie Dixon original of My Babe.
My baby don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating. Stand none of that midnight creeping, my babe. True little baby is my babe. My baby, I know she'll love me, my babe. Oh yeah, I know she'll love me, my babe. Oh yeah, I know she'll love me. She don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my babe. True little baby is my babe.
She's my baby.
True little baby.
True little baby.
She's
Monica Mack and the Groove Cats. You can find their website at thegroovecats.co.uk. The album, I think, is Wake Up Little Mama. I've got the promo copy, which I therefore believe, looking at the way it's been packaged, it's a little while yet before it becomes readily available. And that's their take on Willie Dixon's original of My Babe, as I say, covered by so many people over the years. Let's go really way back now to one of the archetypal blues performers from the 40s and into the 50s. His name is Big Bill Brunsey. This is an album which came out about 9 or 10 years ago, a great compilation album with 21 tracks altogether. It's called Black, Brown and White. It covers Big Bill's work really over about a 10-year period, both some fairly raw blues and some very sophisticated blues, like this one, which is called Leaving Day.
All right, baby, tiny tune the way you choose. All right, baby, you do me the way you choose. Now the game you play now, baby, ooh, Lord, how to try, you're bound to lose. You do me wrong, baby, but that's all right. After tomorrow, we won't fuss and fight, but tomorrow, baby, gonna be my leaving day. Yeah, my luck will be changed. Ooh, Lord, and I'll be on my way. My suitcase packed, baby, my trunk's already gone. Now you know about that, baby. Big Bill won't be alone, because tomorrow, baby, gonna be my leaving day. Yeah, my luck won't change, baby. Ooh, Lord, I want to be true. It's printed on a dollar, stamped on a bill. If you don't appreciate good treatment, there's another God will. 'Cause tomorrow, baby, gonna be mine. Yeah. Yeah, my luck won't change. I won't be treated this way.
Wonderful stuff. Worth seeking out that album if you can. It's out on Mercury Records. Still may be available. Black, Brown and White is the CD. Big Bill Brunsey and Leaving Day. It's almost time for us to leave. Samuel Skunk Mellow was a famous chicken thief. He founded the Lazy Liars and Loafers Club. Eventually he was hanged around about 1900, but he was one of the famous chicken thieves who basically made his living out of stealing chickens. This is a track taken from Skunk Mellow, the album from Guy Davis, came out last year. It's called Skunk Mellow's Dance of the Chickens. Just about sums it up. Hope you've enjoyed the programme. Can join me for something similar in 7 days' time. Great to hear from you wherever you are in the world. dave.raven@bfbs.com. Until next week, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Now, Skunk Mellow, he was a chicken, but nobody knowed it because he was a master of disguise. Now, whenever he seen the farmer coming toward the chicken house with his sharp axe, looking for a nice fat bird to kill, Skunk Mellow would change himself, run outside and bark like a dog, making like he was guarding the rest of them. They'd all start cackling. ¶¶
It talked like chicken. It looked like chicken. It cooked like chicken. It's chicken, boys! Got hip like chicken. Got lip like chicken. Got leg like chicken. Leg like chicken. It's chicken, boys! Wings like chicken. It's chicken, boy! Jump like chicken. It's chicken, boy!
Skunk Miller to come inside.